Local advocates against the 770-acre land assembly project in Wilmot Township are waiting for the results from their Freedom of Information requests they sent to the Region of Waterloo and Wilmot Township over 2 years ago. The group Save Our Farmland submitted 22 requests to the region and township in June 2024. Both levels of government refused to answer 20 of those questions and stated two of them were irrelevant. The group appealed this response, but was unable to reach an agreement with the region or township. Now they are awaiting a final decision from the Information and Privacy Commissioner about the requests. Kevin Thomason is the vice chair of the Grand River Environmental Network, which is working with Save Our Farmland.
So we submitted 22 different Freedom of Information requests asking these basic common sense questions. Where will the water come from? Where will the sewage go? How will traffic be handled? Where will power or electricity come from? All of those requests have been refused.
When asked for an interview for an update on the land acquisition, Region of Waterloo staff declined but sent a written response which reads, "The land assembly project is underway to support generational investment in Waterloo Region. Due diligence work continues on site, which includes the removal of some buildings that are not structurally sound. This is necessary to ensure the safety of those working on site. As part of standard demolition safety practice, contractors have hired security to help manage site access and maintain safety protocols. Security is in place to help ensure only authorized individuals access the site when it is safe to do so." Radio Waterloo also approached the Township of Wilmot for an interview and was referred to the region. Regional and township councillors and staff have signed non-disclosure agreements about the project and will not share information with the public. Landowners who sold their land for the project were also required to sign NDA agreements.
We know that 2.5 years ago, a bunch of lawyers from an American firm started showing up on farmers' driveways, telling them if they didn't give up their land within 10 days, it would be expropriated and taken from them by the government.
In March 2024, personnel with a consulting firm called CanAcre, which the region hired, showed up at landowners' homes saying they had approximately 10 days to sell their land or face potential expropriation, which means the region would take control of the landowner's land without their consent while still paying for it. The land in question is protected by the region's own countryside line, which is supposed to be a hard stop where development cannot take place. No land has yet been expropriated, but according to a review of property records by the Waterloo Region Record, the region has so far spent about $55 million purchasing 550 acres, or about 70% of its envisioned 770 acres. Region staff say they do not have an intended end user of the land. The region's envisioned land assembly is huge. It would be the biggest single industrial site in the region. It will be over 3 times bigger than the entirety of the Kitchener downtown core. In 2024, the Provincial Minister of Economic Development for Ontario at the time, Vic Fedeli, said that the province will be paying for the land assembly.
Still no information. We still, after 2.5 years, yet to have a single public meeting, a single report, study, justification, or financial analysis even released. So we still don't even have a clue what this is going to cost, why it would be in the best interest of our community, who is it, what it's going to do, or are we ever going to make a cent from it? Or is it just going to be a massive sinkhole of tens of millions of taxpayers' dollars, like it has been already, to destroy the farmland we need for food security?
Local citizens in Wilmot Township are frustrated and worried. Krista Strauss is a New Hamburg resident. Local farming is in both sides of her family. She is running in this year's upcoming local municipal elections because, among other reasons, she's upset about the land assembly. She says that agriculture is a unique industry that takes a community to be successful.
Yeah, it's just a passion I have. And so when this happened, I just couldn't believe it was happening in a place like New Hamburg, where we pride ourselves on our agriculture. And that's why I've been part of this fight for a while now. And my husband and I hope to retire here and die here in New Hamburg. So, I want us to still be a great community to live in. So that's another reason why I decided to run.
Top of mind for many residents about this project is the question of infrastructure for the site, particularly water supply. The Region of Waterloo declared a water crisis due to a water supply shortage in the nearby Mannheim service area in December 2025. The region then put a pause on new servicing agreements, basically freezing development approvals in Kitchener, Waterloo, and parts of Cambridge, Wilmot, and Woolwich townships.
And we're now dealing with a water issue as well in the region, so I'm not sure why we're still going ahead when we really don't even know if we have enough. They claim we do, but do we really have enough water for a major, you know, for a large industry to come here?
The region's Land Assembly webpage states there is enough capacity in the water and wastewater system to support the large industrial project. Last month, the region began issuing water allocations to the municipalities for development projects after months of work done to increase how much can be pumped at once in the Mannheim service area. Local Wilmot residents have experienced issues with their wells and ponds, including some that have gone dry, just as the region has increased its water taking in Wilmot Township to make up for a shortfall of water in the cities. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.